to everyone who came today to be part of this meeting and to give us public comment. And now we need to finish up what we're doing here this morning and make a decision. Can I get all board members to, as soon as you're done distributing that, Campbell, if everybody can sit back down and we'll figure out what we're doing next year for a few minutes. Lydia brought to my attention a little piece of housekeeping that we should take care of this morning. We've all discussed it, but we haven't made it official on the choice of a recording secretary. I got to wait till all the board members sit down or pay attention. Lydia and Campbell? Sorry, just... Thank you. You can sit down, please, or as soon as you're done there, okay? Lydia brought it to my attention that we had not officially voted to have Mr. John Gary as our recording secretary, although I did speak with him back home last month, and I think there's general consensus that he'll do a good job as recording secretary, but we have to vote on that. So does someone want to introduce that?
Yeah, I will.
So move. Oh, I was
going to
move it.
Okay. I don't care.
So move.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection? Did you want to speak, Carolyn?
Yes, I do. I don't have an objection as such, but I wonder if we could make this into... I have not worked with Mr. Gary at all, and just as a newbie, I would appreciate the consideration of letting me make this interim.
See if it works out? Is that?
Thank you.
No? Please don't speak from the audience.
No comments from the audience.
Please, let us at least decide our own internal business. Thank you. Yes?
Madam Chair.
We're starting the year very late. Our whole board year very late in terms of what we're doing. I think to have an interim and then have this considered again is not necessary. The chair of the board is very familiar with that secretary.
Yeah.
He's done an excellent job at KPFK. He's not involved in any of the partisanship anywhere, which to me is also key, will not be divisive on this board, and it's unnecessary to have an interim. It doesn't make sense to me.
Anja and then
Alex.
We're
an educational body. Everybody's in training to learn to do something else, so we didn't say that when we voted for all of you as officers that, well, we want you on an interim basis, you know. We may, but, you know, the thing of it is to give everybody the opportunity to grow, you know. Okay? Yeah, just to give everybody the opportunity to grow. And if it doesn't work out, we can find a way to have the person to exit. But opportunity is rare, and so let's move on with it. We didn't say that when we voted for you, so let's move on.
Alex, please.
I think we're getting off to a bad start if we don't give the secretary of the board the discretion to decide who to use for recording secretary. I don't know the person, and I'm sure he'd make a good recording secretary, but it really should the secretary is the one who's going to have to deal with this person on a on a day-to-day level, and it should be up to her discretion, I think.
Hold on, Lydia. I got everybody. Nia.
I call the question.
You're moving
I need
that
to catch my flight.
Thank you, Nia.
I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to.
So let's, is there any objection to calling the question? Okay, thank you. A yes vote will mean that we will retain Mr. Gary as recording secretary. A no vote means we won't. So do we need a roll call, or can I see a show of hands? You need a roll call? Yeah, okay. And I just got a request for roll call, which means we've got to do a roll call. Okay, can I get a roll call here, please? Thank you.
Yes.
Let's just rock and roll this. Mr. John Gary would be retained as recording secretary for our meetings. So a yes vote would mean that we agree to that. A no vote means no, and we haven't made a decision then on a recording secretary.
Okay,
the theory behind, if you want to know, the theory behind having a recording secretary is that the board secretary is also a board member, and that to have accurate minutes and also allow the board secretary to participate and, you know, be able to vote on motions and stuff, you need a recording secretary as well, so that, you know. So. All right, so go ahead and if you would call the roll, please. Thank you.
Rodrigo Ojeda.
Was that a point of information, ma'am?
Yeah, point of information. Do you want to mention the salary of this person, and is this person going to be flown to national board meetings?
Well, we had paid the past recording secretary $25 per
contact
meeting hour, not the hours necessary to prepare the minutes, distribute the minutes, post things, just meeting hours. You know, we need to decide if we're going to just fly people to meetings or not, but I tend to think that it's very cumbersome to try and retain new recording secretaries in each location, frankly, in terms of the efficiency of the board. So the answer would probably be yes. I mean, that's what, you know, I don't know. But we didn't. This isn't really, you know. Yeah, she did call the question. She was asking a point of information because she didn't understand whether, Teresa, whether this person is being, I mean, obviously he'd be doing all the telephone meetings, but it would take a different vote to say we'd have somebody else for recording secretary. That would mean we'd try to retain a different recording secretary in every city, which could become cumbersome. You know, it could be done, but right now that would mean, yes, he would be coming to the in-person meetings, and he'd be coming, you know, attending the telephone conferences. So, absent some other vote.
Chair, can you please take the vote?
Thank you.
I have to check out of my room right now.
No, you have to check out at 1 o'clock, Alex, if you gave me. Did you give me your room number? That's why I collected room numbers. Everybody has a 1 p.m. checkout now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Nobody has to leave the meeting until we're done. Let's go.
Please. Thank you.
Rodrigo,
Greta. Quiet, please.
Please, everyone,
order. I can't hear the vote. May we begin again? Rodrigo, Greta.
Hold on. Excuse me, can I please ask for order in the back of the room? We cannot hear the voting. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Rodrigo. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Ken Aaron.
Abstain. Pass. No, excuse me. Abstain.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Oh, you're not voting. Yeah. Okay. Sharon Lagamir? Not here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Could you please speak up, Carol?
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes. No, that's not a vote. That's an upcoming.
I'm sorry.
A vote. Pass.
And your vote is passed. Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez, not here. Carolyn Burden, no. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen?
Abstain.
Thank you. Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Leslie Bethune?
Pass.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Renee Bryce Laporte?
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimberly Orendorf?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed? Not here. Afia Nongaza?
Yes.
Heather Gray? Not here. And it passes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Joe is not here. Wesley?
No.
Okay. And I think that was all we had. I have 9
somebody's
yeses,
had one pass.
3 noes.
Did you get Ken? He was a pass.
I'm sorry.
I have abstained.
You abstained. And I have 5 abstentions.
So. 9 yes, 3 noes, 5 9. Can you see? You have to speak up, Carolyn. Go ahead.
I have 9 yeses, 3 noes, 5 abstentions. The motion passes.
Motion carries. Thank you. We finished that. 9 yes, 3 no, 5 abstentions. Abstentions were really popular. Yes, Lydia.
Yes, my understanding was you had a different recording secretary for executive session. You've been using Terry Goodmeyer. Is it the same?
No, it would be the same person.
Okay.
He would do all of our sessions.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Ken?
Just a point of order. In a vote, the abstentions don't count. The vote was 9-3,
okay.
Not 9-5.
In future, I will not even admit or count abstentions publicly for the record. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now we need to do our own housekeeping to the rest of our agenda. We have motions which have been lingering around for quite some time. Many of them are a bit aged and had to get new sponsors. Long in the tooth, as they like to say. We also have executive session matters, and we pay our legal counsel to be with us. And we said on Friday that we would revisit those executive session matters and legal matters on Sunday. Lunch is coming at noon, but we can eat while working for that last hour. I've pushed room checkout to 1 p.m. so we can work straight through until that time and then go grab our suitcases. What I would like to propose, what time is it right now? 11:52, so that gives us an hour, essentially. I would propose that we go into executive session in the next room with our attorney for the next hour. We can eat while talking and try to see if we can move a couple of those other things off of our agenda.
Second, third, fourth.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to that? Yes, ma'am.
I want to clarify here.
Yes.
So we do have unfinished business.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you anticipating that at one? And I know that some people have to leave at 2:30 to catch flights at 3:45. Actually, maybe before that.
No, the meeting is over at 1:00. Checkout time is at 1:00.
So when
we're done?
When are you anticipating we're going to get to unfinished
business? Oh, the very next telephone meeting, because you know we do this all year long, so there'll be plenty of time to chew on the motions that have been kicking around. And I don't intend to allow things. We've gotten a lot of stuff off the agenda this weekend, and it's my goal to get things off the agenda and not have motions that kick around for 6 months to where we're chewing on them at the end of the year. This is what's up next. This is what we're doing next. Next telephone meeting, we're going to hit those motions and get them off our agenda, because there's always new business to deal with. So that's, and I had hoped this weekend that we'd frankly schedule all the meetings for the year so we could plan our lives and live like normal human beings, but I don't think we're going to get to do that today. So I'm going to try and do it by email with everyone. But yes, Lydia.
Yes, and I just wanted to ask if in the next few minutes someone can coordinate the transportation to the airport so that we can stay in the meeting. The meeting's over at 1. I have to leave by 1.
Yeah,
for
I know,
sure.
I know. People got to fly
right
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Bill, is Deb Shafto on there?
I need to call her back.
Okay.
Let me get with you. I need to find the list that we had that I'm not sure who was.
But Bill is
going to
coordinate. Bill's going to coordinate that. Let's get next door. And we're going to have about an hour in executive session.
I move that we terminate the meeting and start the
club. We're adjourning the public session. I'd again like to thank the public for participating, especially members of the public that travel a long distance to get here. Thank you.
What, Teresa, about what?